gosh, is Everglades? Is that what you...
What about swamp?
Swamp. Yeah.
What's the difference between a marsh and a swamp?
Well, to me, a swamp would be worse than a marsh. A marsh would, to me, would just be kind of, you know, where maybe the water's kind of standing and muddy, like. And a swamp would really be a swamp.
Would the marsh have trees in it, or?
Well, yeah, it could have some trees. But a swamp, to me, would be just a real swampy place, you know, with a, maybe a place, you know, a pretty big place with water, where the water was kind of deep and it had snakes and stuff like that in it.
If you wanted to get the water off the swamp or marsh, what would you say you had to do?
Drain the water?
Uh-huh. What would you dig to get the water off?
What would you dig?
Oh,
a trench?
Uh-huh.
To drain it?
What would you call something like a trench, only it's bigger?
A ditch?
Uh-huh. Anything else?
A ditch. I can't think. Mm-mm.
And what different kinds of soil are there?
You mean like fertile soil and...
What kinds of soil do you have lying around here?
Not very fertile. really, I don't know.
I mean like sand or...
Well, we do have sand. We have sand and then we have soil, you know, that's heavier.
What do you call that real sticky kind?
Real sticky mud?
Do you ever hear of gumbo or buckshot?
No.
What would you call a real rich soil that's good for planting?
Fertile?
What about loam or loon? Do you ever hear that?
Never heard of it.
And say if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little area, it washed some of the land,
what
you call that?
Erosion.
Or what it cut would be a little...
Trench.
Okay. What if it's real big, it washed a lot of water, land away, something real deep and narrow?
A ditch?
Did you ever hear of a ravine or a...
Oh, yes. Yes, a ravine, uh-huh.
What's a ravine?
Well, to me, it's just a real deep place in the earth, you know.
What about a gully?
Yeah, a gully. I've heard of a gully.
What?
What would I call it? I'd probably call it a gully.
Okay. Is that the same as a ravine?
Well, I always think of a ravine as being deeper than a gully, really.
What would you call the things along the edge of the road to carry the water off?
Oh, a manhole.
Okay. And if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a little
stream.
Okay. What else besides a stream? What if it's fairly big?
A river.
Okay.
A river of water.
If it's smaller than a river, what would it be?
A lake.
Okay. Where would people go fishing?